for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Praise God this morning. Father God, good morning. Lord Jesus, good morning. Holy Spirit, good morning. Headline, top of the morning to you this morning. Father God, we need your help this morning. We need your help. Because Lord God, this morning, we pressing on into you. Lord God, just bind up all the hidden works of darkness this morning. Bind up every demon, devil, in the name of Jesus. As we press on into you this morning, Father God, I ask you to manifest your glory. Manifest your glory in the life of each person on this line. That they would know you even more. They would know your strength. They would know your glory is in them and upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for what you're about to do. We just thank you this morning. Thank you.
Watchmen, Peter tried to sleep, but beyond the walls an endless prayer was lifting for his keep. Then a light cut through the darkness of a lonely prison cell, and the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell. And running to his people before the break of day, there was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say. Angels watching over me.
Watching over me every step I take. Angels watching over me.
in one of the deliverances I did this week, the conversation of angels came up. I knew it was God. I knew it was God bringing it up. And I knew, because I don't really talk much about angels. I know about them a lot. But I just remember now, I'm 70 years old, so I think people know a lot of the stuff that I really think they know. And then I find out, even in these 70 years, that nobody bothered to teach it. So what I want you to do this morning, I want you to take, this song is actually 4 minutes and 7 seconds. I want you to take 4 minutes and 7 seconds, and I want you to ask God to activate your angels. I believe all of us have two. I know we have one, but I believe we have two. And I also believe that God could tell you the name of your angels if you ask him. However you feel led this morning by the Holy Spirit, before we go further, I want you to do two things. One, I want you to confess all your sin to God this morning, right now. Confess all your sin. And after you confess your sins, I want you to ask God, show you your angels, or let you know that they're there, and if you desire, ask God the names of your angels. We don't worship angels, but I think you need to know that they're there to assist you and help you. Why don't you do those two things? One, you're going to confess all your sins quietly in your heart. And two, you're going to ask God to activate. You're going to put your angels to work this morning to assist you in this exercise we're going to do, okay? So why don't you do that? You got 4 minutes and 7 seconds.
Watchmen, Peter tried to sleep, but beyond the walls an endless prayer was lifting for his keep. Then a light cut through the darkness of a lonely prison cell, and the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell. And running to his people before the break of day, there was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say. Angels watching over me.
thank you, Lord Jesus. And I believe that I'm gonna do a teaching on angels maybe Saturday. Praise God, because demons are nothing but derivatives of fallen angels, and there are fallen angels, and there is a spirit, and there are angels of light also. So I think I'm gonna do a teaching on it maybe Saturday. Don't hold me to it, but I'm gonna do it. Now, I want you to get, you have a partner there, somebody there with you. If you don't, then I'm going to tell you what to do if you're there by yourself. Some of you, God has given special assignments. I talked to some of you, and you're to do whatever, what those assignments are this morning, what we talked about. Now, I want you to get your heart right. You confessed your sins, right? You confessed all your sins this morning. Because see, it's going to be very important that you be right when we go through this exercise. So nobody's perfect, but if you just confess your sins every day, you'll be okay. Be acknowledged of the fact that you you sin. So now I want you to get your heart on Jesus. Get your mind on Jesus, okay?
Glorify you. No other name where men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And not only that, listen, there's healing. If you're sick, just touch your body right now and begin to call the name of Jesus.
We sing a great chorus of glory to his name.
Enter in this morning in order to fulfill this exercise. So let's try it again. Enter in. We've got to bring Jesus on the inside of you through your soul. That's why you had to repent and out. Okay? So let's try it one more time. The way you press in is not by pushing or pressing, it's by ease. The spirit of ease brings you into the presence of God.
Can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And not only that, listen, there's healing. If you're sick, just touch your body right now and begin to call on the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Let the redeemed of the Lord begin to cry out his name. Come on, right where you are. Bless the name of Jesus.
Anybody love his name?
Anybody love it tonight?
Anybody love the name
of Jesus?
Anybody love the name?
Scripture says in Psalms chapter 1 verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. another psalm. Let me try to post it here. Psalm 46 and 4. Psalm 46 and 4. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. So what I need you to do this morning, as I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one of you, I want the word to come alive as you do this exercise. So I want you to immerse yourself in the river. Immerse yourself in the river as you listen to this song, because the river is here. The river is where you are right now. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, and he, that's you, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth whatever your name is, your fruit, in your season. This is your season. Your leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you doeth shall prosper, beginning with right now. But you gotta immerse yourself in this river. You gotta jump in this river. Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Living water out of your belly. So that would be Psalm chapter 20, verse 27. Psalm 20, 27. Psalm 20, 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Okay? And God said that out of your belly will flow rivers, rivers of living water. And that's what's going to happen this morning. That living water is going to flow right out of you into the person with you there this morning. John chapter 7, verse 38. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water out of your belly, out of your innermost being, is going to flow rivers of living water this morning. Are you ready? I say, are you ready? That's the question. Because Jesus said, he that believeth on me, if you believe on Jesus, nothing, nothing can stop the flow of God. Are you hearing me this morning? Jesus, the living word, says if you believe on him, as the scripture has said, out of your belly, out of your belly, shall flow this morning. It's going to flow. So who is the person that you have there with you? Whoever they are. And there's no better timing than this, because social distancing says that we have to be so many feet apart. Well, that's no big thing for Jesus. Ever there with you this morning, first thing I want you to do is I want you to turn to them and say, God wants me to bless you this morning. Tell them that. Say, Jesus in me is going to flow out of me and bless you. Tell them that. And then I want you to ask them, do they believe it? Who's ever that, do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus is going to flow out of me, living water, and bless you? And not only is Jesus going to flow out of me, living water, and bless you, but my angels and your angels going to help make it happen. So it absolutely has to happen. Because where you are, Jesus is. And where Jesus is, the river is there. And Jesus' word says that out of your belly shall flow rivers. 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 Now, whoever it is with you, I want you to take your right hand. I'll explain it to you after you see it happen, how it works. But Jesus, I already told you, take your right hand, just raise it up to God, and extend it toward them. And I want you to ask them, are you ready to receive? Now, those of you by yourself, I want you to take that same right hand and put it on wherever you have a pain, a sickness, a disease. And I want you to ask yourself, am I ready to receive? And if the answer is yes, say you're going to receive it. you need, if they need healing, ask them. Say, what do you need Jesus to do for you this morning? How do you need Jesus to bless you this morning? And wait for them to answer you. And then after they answer, do you say to them, do you believe? Just what Jesus said. Jesus said, do you believe I am able to do this? So I want you to ask them, do you believe Jesus is able to do this through me for you? Ask them. And with your hand extended toward them, I want you to tell them right now, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Jose, come down here. Hurry up. That's what you're going to ask them to receive. Stop where you are right now. Now you extend your hand like you're going to grab the wind. Receive it. And no, you just receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Now they might be a little stubborn. Receive it. No, receive. You cannot give out and receive at the same time. Receive it with your hands extended to God. Receive from God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Your focus should be, the person should have their focus on God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It's a river. It's all supernatural, remember? Receive it. Receive it. Don't fight God. Receive it. Tell them, don't fight God. Say, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, some of you got so much. Okay, this is crazy. You fear God, but you don't fear them demons. You resist God, but you don't resist them demons. That's crazy. See where you at? Now you see where you really at. This is going to demonstrate to you where you really are in Christ Jesus. This is where you really are. You fighting, receiving from God, but you won't fight them devils. This is insane. Receive it. Receive it. Because, see, some of you think you know God so well, you know how he do this, how he do that, but you don't. Here's living proof. Here's an indication right here. Receive it. You're supposed to be receiving from Jesus, not a person. Don't you get it? Receive. Receive it. Got problems. Some of you don't even know how to receive from God. You're not supposed to be receiving from a man or a woman. You're supposed to be receiving from Christ in that, through that man or that woman. And some of you are receiving it. I see you received it. You're receiving it. But those of you that are not, you need to check yourself. You need to check yourself. Why can't you receive? Why aren't you receiving? You know what? I never did finish that teaching. You don't trust God's ability. You don't trust God's ability. You don't trust God's ability. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'm watching you. I'm looking right at you. You see, some of you got your brain in the way. You could have received, you can receive right now the greatest miracle you ever need in your, ever experienced in your life. There was a lifeline thrown out to you this morning. We're going to work on it. work on it. Let me hear you talk. If you receive it, you should have 100% speech back right now. You didn't receive it. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to have to teach y'all how to receive. You shouldn't be receiving from a person. You should be receiving from your God. Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth." We got a little work to do. And God said he's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. But that's okay. You're going to get it. As a matter of fact, I'm fasting today. I'm doing a liquid fast. I think some of you need to fast with me so we can do this again. It isn't important what I know. It is important that you are equipped to do the works of him who sent you. And that's what I'm trying to get you. Take your eyes off man or woman. Put your faith in God and he will respond and answer. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. If you can't believe him to destroy him in you, and for you and by you, who can you believe him to do it? He ain't coming back. He's here. He's already here. He's right there available, and he manifested himself on your behalf right now. It's okay. We all see where we are now. And it's nobody but you. You at your own wherever, you at your own home or your own wherever you are. But that's why I want you to honestly look at yourself. Honestly. Honestly. And allow me tomorrow, I guess. I don't know. To teach you how to receive. See? You ought to be able to receive from God without even asking. I say you ought to be able to receive from God without even asking God for anything. Yeah, I'm serious. Is sin serious? I'm serious. And you ought to be even more serious than I am. Because I'm 70 years old and on my way out, and this mantle gonna pass to somebody. This mantle wants to be transferred right now. It seems like you got a problem receiving from God. That's why some of you not healed. That's why some of you not delivered. That's why some of you don't have peace. I'm going to help you if you allow me to. I was trying to help you this morning. I'm going to take this down, by the way. I'm not gonna leave this. Jose, I'm taking this down the minute I turn it off, okay? Taking it down. Why won't you let me help you? Why won't you allow me to help you? I can. I want to. But the issue is, you don't seem to understand how to receive.
Y'all ready to go to church? Come on, put them hands together. Come on, let's go to church. Y'all don't want to go no church with me.
You.
see some of you did receive, but I just posted in the chat room. I'm going to write a quick booklet. I'm going to write it today on how to receive from God simply. Simply, okay? And prayerfully, I will have it finished and be able to teach on it. I don't know. I've got quite a bit of deliverance coming up, but at least by Tuesday, I see the problem. I thank God. See, once you see where the issue is, you know how to overcome it. So I'm going to write this booklet today. I'm going to do it today. And I'm going to get it proofread. I do have somebody who's editing my work now. So I'm going to have them proofread it. And I'm going to ask them to do it quickly. Because we got an issue that needs to be overcome. And then once you overcome it, you can help somebody else. Is there anybody that received this morning? If you could put your last four in the blog talk and call me on the blog talk, I need to know this. Was anybody able to receive this morning and minister supernaturally? That's what I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you to flow through the anointing supernaturally. Did anybody get it? I know it ain't complicated, but I need to know what to put in the booklet. See, I can write this. I can do this. I told God a couple days ago, I said, okay, God, I can do this. When I read your prayer request, this is a result of your prayer request. God want to answer all those prayer requests. Get them out. Lay hands on them this morning. Yes, Jessica. The mic is open.
Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. I did receive this morning. I did what you said. I confessed my sins, and I just was opening my heart to the Lord. And when you said it's not pressing in, it's just going into ease. And then as soon as I went into ease, the presence of God was very strong, and I started to sweat, and overwhelming. And
so who were you praying for? Who were you praying for?
Jeremiah.
And what happened with Jeremiah?
He also felt that. He was sitting in front of me, and he actually had to excuse himself right now. Because I said, do you believe? And he said, yes. And he reached up, and we both were we felt the presence of God. And it was just, and Arlie and Nadia were also in the room, but it was Jeremiah and I that we felt the heat and the presence of God. And we looked over, and, you know, they were praying. But yes, ma'am. And then I said, do you believe that you're going to receive what you just asked? And he said, yes. And then I said the same. I said, yes, I believe. And
I want to take you beyond that. Where is Jeremiah now?
He had to excuse himself.
He had to go to get ready for school?
No.
Well,
he had.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, she's here.
Is Nadia there?
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Oh, Nadia and Arlie.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I want you to, Jessica, can you hear me? Nadia, go stand in front of the chair or a couch or something. Jessica, are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to do something. Nadia, are you standing in front of the couch or the chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Jessica, stand in front of Nadia. Stand back about maybe the social distancing distance, I guess. That'll work.
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing that.
Okay. Nadia, I want you to lift your hands up to God. Just lift your hands up to God. Jessica, I want you to extend your hand toward Nadia and say, receive.
Receive.
Extend your right hand toward Nadia and say, receive.
Receive.
Tell her receive. Receive a blessing from God.
Receive a blessing from God. Receive a blessing.
Tell her receive it. What happened? Receive.
Blessing from God in Jesus.
I'm gonna do this. I don't want to, but until you know, okay, walk as close to her as you can, but don't touch her.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you right close to her?
Yes.
Now tell her receive in a firm manner. Receive.
Receive.
A blessing from God in Jesus' name.
What happened? Okay, then. Lightly, as light as you can, touch her forehead and say, receive. What happened?
But I feel like heat all on my hands.
Okay, I want you to receive. I want you to yield to the Holy Spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
Get back in front of her, Jessica. It ain't what you... Receive, Nadia. Receive.
Receive. God, thank you. The presence of God very strong.
Listen to me. It isn't what you feel. What you feel doesn't matter. It only matters what they receive. Come out of yourself. Come out of yourself. And all that you feel, give it to her. I got to teach you how to receive. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. There's enough power in that room right there. But you guys have got in the habit of what you feel. It ain't about you. It's about the person receiving. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to teach you how to receive. Oh, 1882. Let me see. 1882. I gotta get you there. You're almost there. You're not quite there. I gotta get you out to you. I gotta get you out yourself. Cause see, there's a time to receive and there's a time to give. The person who's giving should not be receiving. They should be giving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And the person receiving should just be receiving. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, not on long talk. Not on long talk. Okay. Not on blog talk. How can I talk to you? You ain't on blog talk? Okay. But I got it. I'm going to teach y'all how to receive tomorrow. This is very important. There's a time, remember Ecclesiastes says, there is a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time of war, a time of peace, you know, there's a time to receive and there's a time to give. You've been receiving, but now it's time to come out the receiving mode and give what you got. You're too fat. You fat in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
In the Holy Ghost. time to give it away. Time to come out that selfish. Time to come out that me, bless me, bless me. It's time for you to bless others. Are you following me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Nadia, stand up wherever you are. Smile, smoke or something. Brothers and sisters, the reason you want to receive, I don't want to mess it up. I'll teach it to you tomorrow. I'll see y'all tomorrow on the TED Live. I don't want to mess it up. That's all.
Okay, so you're 3 hours. Okay, so of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you can call me. You know, we 3 hours different, so.
That would be about 9 o'clock. So I'll be getting off work by then.
Oh, okay. Well, call me when you get off work.
Okay.
All right. See you later. I love you, Big.
All right. Thank you.
I think it was somebody else on here. 9954. Okay. Let me find it. I don't know what, it must be a lot of people on here because I don't see any other numbers coming up this morning. 9954, is that what you said? Okay, good morning, 9954.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Good morning.
This is Minister Hattie Hood.
You're on the line, you're on the air.
Well, my husband was supposed to have been doing the exercise with me, but he had to leave for time's sake for work. So I had to do it on my own behalf. And learning to really, really receive from God, we learn to receive certain things, but when it comes to what you're been put on this earth to do, sometimes we fight that. And this past week has been a struggle for me to actually believe it. And asking him for that, I call it that affirmation this morning, before I can even finish, it was already affirmed what I asked him for. It was already spoken into my spirit. It's just that, you know, sometimes we fight the urge. We fight it from our soulish realm for some reason, how to really, really, really receive from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? And I didn't realize that it was such a problem. I used to teach it, how to receive from God. I used to always teach it. But I really thought people had gotten it, but I'm probably wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. That's okay, though. We're going to teach it. We're going to teach it this week. Okay? Go ahead. I cut you off.
That's okay. I'm in acceptance to that. I'm in agreement to that, because when it comes to certain things and being able to receive from God, for some reason, it's being blocked. For whatever reason, is depending on where we are in our belief.
No, it's depending on what we've been taught.
Okay.
I can agree with that. Most of us have been taught to believe in a man or a woman instead of being taught that our dependency is on Christ Jesus, and He is right there alive in us to meet us, and I don't know, I got distracted that day I was going to teach on God's ability. Most of us do not believe God has the ability to, we might believe it for somebody else, but when it comes down to you or the individual, they just don't believe that God would do it or you know what? How many people you know believe that God could use them to raise the dead? Not many.
Not many at all.
If they did, all them coronavirus people wouldn't be dead right now.
Amen.
She could use
you know?
Me.
Who is this, please?
Amen.
I hear my line is crossed with somebody. Who is it? Blog Talk Radio line is crossed. But it's okay. I'm going to teach it. And I'm going to teach it. I'm going to stop what I'm doing. Not only am I going to teach it, I'm going to write a little booklet on it so you can have it. to help somebody else. That was needed. So God is, he loves us so much that he'll do things to show you where his people are so you can help them. Let me get this here. Who is this? 1884. 1884. Is this Renee? Renee.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 1882.
It's coming up 1884, but that's okay. It's on here 1884, but I figured with the area code, it had to be you. Go ahead.
Dr. Erica, the last time you told me when Jesus said, "I am here," you said, "Don't ever." You fussed at me. You said, "Don't you ever miss your day of visitation." And today was a day of visitation. I'm so hungry for God, y'all. I don't know what to do. And yesterday after the broadcast, I heard some words clearly after you posted a comment about America being in bondage. God has given us a great work to do, and I need all of God in order to carry it through. And so, God, whenever you speak to me that you want to give something to me, I need that in order to push through. And so today I gladly receive what God has for me.
Uh-huh. And you know what, Renee? I'm watching. Uh-huh. I'm on the computer, right? And this commercial. I was on the computer yesterday, and this commercial came up, and all these people started saying, "One Alabama, Alabama,
oh Lord,
Alabama, one Alabama." And I thought about you, and I prayed, God, let her hurry up.
It's in motion. It's in motion. It's being worked. It's going through the proper channels and everything to get approved.
One Alabama. I saw it. I said, oh, God, please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
You got to step it up.
Okay. And let me say this. When you, I didn't have anybody with me, but I know there's no distance in the spirit. And so I started speaking blessings unto my son. And his spirit was responding to me. And then when you said you can't give and receive at the same time, I shifted from him back to me. But I received on behalf of myself and my son today.
Brothers and sisters, the tan line ain't no joke.
I don't know. It's not.
I don't know who you've been around, but my job before I leave this earth is to equip as many people and have you flowing in the power of the miraculous, because it's available. It's available. And I've been building, and God has been using me to build and build and build you. You. So it's time for you to come on in. I'm going to get off the line because I got an appointment. I'm already 22 minutes late. I'm 22 minutes late for my appointment. But it's going to... And for the rest of you, I think you might want to do a liquid fast with me today, the rest of the day, till 6 p.m. Okay, till 6 p.m., just all liquid, okay? Try to do water if you can. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in to the manifestation of the supernatural coming alive of the Word of God. The Word of God is living. It ain't dead. It's alive. It's got to be alive in you so you can give it live to somebody else. See you tomorrow on the TED Line. everybody else was doing. Praise God, you're going to get there too.
Come on in. me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
limits off Jesus. Take your limit. You trying to limit Jesus. Take your limits off Jesus.